We are joined now by Brian Lewis, who is the editor of ShakingTheSouthland.com, which is SB Nation's home for Clemson content. And Brian, I appreciate you joining us tonight. And one thing that I'm kind of interested in your perspective on is I, at one point in time, worked in South Carolina media a year back. And I remember heading into last season, there was a lot of talk that, okay, Dabo's emergence at Clemson, the good years they had really come when Chad Morris showed up as his offensive coordinator. And now Chad Morris goes to SMU to be their head coach. This is probably where we will see a decline. And that didn't happen at all last year. They were 14-0 until they met Bama in the championship game and won the ACC. So what do you think it says about the program that they were able to continue without Chad Morris?
I think the biggest thing is that Dabo's learned to trust his assistants. I mean, obviously, Brent Venables is a stud, and how he's not been a head coach before coming to Clemson is beyond me. But, you know, one of the issues early on with Dabo was, you know, he didn't have great assistants. Maybe he was stepping in a little bit, and I think now he's become that face of the program, learned to delegate, still be involved, but let the guys do their job. And obviously recruiting silly talent for Clemson.
And that's one thing heading into this season that really makes college football, well, Clemson this year, but it makes college football almost impossible to gauge on a year-to-year basis, because I look at Clemson's defense and I see that Shaq Lawson's gone. I see that Mackenzie Alexander's gone. I see that Kevin Dodd's gone. But then the year before, I could have rattled off an impressive list of names that included Vic Beasley and a couple of others. So how good is the next man up, so to speak? How do you think the talent level on that defense is heading into 2016?
I'm a little pessimistic, probably more pessimistic than a lot of folks, just because I grew up an LSU fan. And a couple years ago, we saw what happened at LSU, multiple years of talent leaving early. And so I think we're going to see a drop-off this year. You know, even as good as Venables is, we have some great defensive tackles. Christian Wilkins is a name everyone's probably going to get to know really well this year. Maybe even freshman Dexter Lawrence, Carlos Watkins as well, who's a senior. You know, that up the middle is going to be good, but the defensive ends and the secondary, especially Austin Bryant, defensive end, probably our most experienced guy, out with a fractured foot yesterday, 6 weeks. And, you know, it's just, I don't know that depth is there. The top long guys are good, but the depth is where we're going to get hurt.
Now, taking a look at Clemson's schedule this year, when you're viewing them as a national championship contender, you're always trying to find that one spot in the schedule where they slip up, that one spot where they catch an L. And going to Florida State is certainly the one that stands out. And they have Dalvin Cook. Jimbo Fisher is an excellent head coach. You don't need to talk me into Florida State being good. But is there another team on that schedule besides Florida State that you think could give Clemson problems?
I think the most obvious one is Louisville. You know, the Cardinals played us close twice now, and they've got some talent. You know, if quarterback situation works out well for them, yeah, it's at Clemson, but they could easily surprise the Tigers. The big one for me, though, has got to be Georgia Tech. It is a Thursday night in Atlanta. Clemson has not won there since, I believe, 2003, and granted, the talent disparity well in favor of Clemson, more so than at any point in the past, but triple option, short rest, even though it's a scrub game the weekend before. That scares me. I won't be happy till that one's done.
Yeah, I'm looking at that schedule. That weekend before game is South Carolina State. It's in Clemson. That's not a game anybody would expect to have problems in. But is that a triple option team? Like, because sometimes teams like to schedule, like if they're about to face Georgia Tech, they like to schedule an FCS squad that runs the triple option.
Yeah, not really. They, you know, they'll show a few looks, but it's not like I much would have preferred to play Wofford, who is a triple option team to their core. You know, South Carolina State's just kind of your run-of-the-mill FCS school. Maybe they'll throw us a few looks, but it's just more of get the guys some snaps, get the backups as much experience, and move on to the next game.
Right, we are joined right now by Brian Lewis, who is the editor of ShakingTheSouthland.com, SB Nation's home for Clemson athletics. And Deshaun Watson, Brian, is a name that people really found out about nationally last season. I feel like if he went into the season with the same kind of name brand that he has right now, in my opinion, he would have won the Heisman if you saw what he did over the second half of the season. But a lot of times with a school like Clemson, we were going up against Bama and Derrick Henry, you really have to go in with that name rec, that pole position, if you will. And so the expectations are really high for him this season, especially considering he's becoming draft eligible. When you look at Watson and the rest of this offense, what are some things, I don't want to say concerns, but, you know, do you think that it's going to just be just points, points, points?
It should be. You know, barring injuries is always a caveat. There's no reason this team shouldn't exceed the offensive output they had last year. You know, we get Mike Williams back, who's a first-round receiver, fractured vertebrae in his neck, first game last year, still caught the touchdown, no less. He is, you know, your deep threat, your tall guy. We didn't really have that last year, so it may even get easier for Watson. You know, as long as the offensive line stays healthy, we're a little thin there. But those guys really exceeded expectations last year, and they should do so again this year.
Now, Mike Williams is a name you just brought up. He was thought to be their most talented receiver heading into last season. As you mentioned, he had a neck problem early in the 2015 season. What can you tell us about the way he's looked, perhaps, or what you've heard about things from him in camp?
Unfair is probably the best way to describe it. He is back at 100%. You know, he's been going full contact, which is always a good thing. He hasn't looked tentative at all, still has the great ball skills. And with everyone else on the field, you know, if you double team them, we'll go somewhere else, and other guys may very well get double teamed in this offense.
All right, so we're expecting Clemson to throw the ball well. How do you feel about the running back position?
I mean, Wayne Gallman is probably the second best back in the ACC and easily one of the best in the nation. You know, obviously, Dalvin Cook, Fournette, and a few others get the big name or big press, but Gallman's just, you know, he's a hard runner. He's going to go between the tackles, outside, and then it looks like Adam Choice is going to, at least right now, be the backup. And then there's a freshman, Tavian Feaster, who might be a little, you know, C.J. Spiller-esque type of runner. You know, some of that real dynamic speed out of the backfield. Maybe a few wheel routes.
With Watson heading into the 2016 season, there are a lot of NFL teams out there that are going to be interested in him. Everyone seems to have him in their top 10 as a professional quarterback. And so how do you feel about him as an NFL prospect?
I think it's very good. It's not as surefire as some will say. One of the things is going to be his height. You know, as much as we may laugh at NFL scouts for doing things like drafting Logan Thomas, you know, that height is important. And Watson's probably only in the 6'2"-ish, maybe up to 6'3" range. So he's going to get dinged a little there, and that's why you're going to see, like, Brad Kaya out of Miami as a higher pick. But decision-making-wise, I think he's pretty good. He needs to improve a little bit. I think sometimes he tried to force some throws, resulted in a lot of picks last year. But I remember, it was actually now almost 2 years ago, against Florida State, Jameis Winston was suspended for the game. Watson came in, and he just threw a beautiful, like, second down pass, and what was amazing, the zip, and it was an out route, you know, timed it to perfection. He's got that decision-making ability there, and he can run an offense. He makes reads. It's not just a look to the sideline and go with the play as is.
Well, certainly expectations are sky high for Clemson. They open up with Auburn that first weekend, not a team that's thought to be a championship contender, but they're no slouch either. Once again, guys, he is Brian Lewis. He is the editor of ShakingTheSouthland.com, which is where you can find all of SB Nation's Clemson analysis. Brian, appreciate the insight tonight, and I'm sure Clemson's going to have a heck of a season. We'll find reason to check in with you once again.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.